The various court cases on the election in the critical state of Ohio include one that affects major news organizations. The television networks and other news organizations sued to conduct exit polls, which helped them to forecast the winner. The Ohio Secretary of State tried to ban those polls. The networks completely botched the job of calling the election in 2000, repeatedly miscalling the state of Florida. NPR's Luke Burbank reports on what the networks are doing this year in an effort to get it right.
Remember this?
For those of you who went to bed or started going off to brush your teeth and come back and say, hello, what's this, Dan Rather? Well, I got to tell you folks, A, I don't know. B, I don't know anybody who does know.
The TV networks certainly do. 4 years ago, they projected Florida had gone to Al Gore, then changed their mind and said George W. Bush had won it. Then they had to concede that they didn't really know. Kathleen Frankovic directs surveys for CBS. She was in the control room that night.
It's pretty awful. I mean, I have to review my entire life, which to see if it was my darkest day ever, but it was definitely a bad day.
Much of the blame fell on the people who conducted the exit polls. Here's how the system works. At select polling locations, polling teams hand out questionnaires to people who have just voted. If you're picked, and you have a sense of civic duty, or a lot of extra time on your hands, you fill it out. Information about you and your vote then goes anonymously to a group of statisticians who analyze it and send it on to the networks. Warren Matofsky pioneered the use of exit polls back in 1967. He says the faulty call in 2000 was only the second time in his life he's seen such a thing.
There were a series of very minor things, all of which leaned in the Gore direction, and we ended up with Gore.
After the problems in Florida, the group in charge of exit polling, Voter News Service, underwent a $15 million overhaul. Then came Election Day 2002. Amazingly, the entire VNS system collapsed. This year, Matofsky and Joe Lenski of Edison Research have been tapped to run the exit polls for the networks. Lenski says one big change will be a more sophisticated system for gauging absentee votes.
A lot of assumptions have been made over the years because it had worked that way, that absentee voting was fairly similar to election day voting, and in some states that's not the case. So what we have is specifically state-by-state estimates based on past absentee vote history of how the absentee voters differ from the election day voters.
The new group handling the exit polls, called National Election Pool, has spent the last week calling a sample of absentee voters in key states to make sure their votes are being properly accounted for. Today, NEP staffers will conduct more than 100,000 surveys in the field. Kathleen Frankovic says collecting that data is one thing. Figuring out what it means is another.
It's science, but it has to be science infused by an awful lot of understanding and knowledge about the problems that can occur when you go from some pure statistical model to the actual application of it to a real-world situation.
The networks say they're instituting changes as well to guarantee the accuracy of their results. For instance, ABC says it won't call any race that's within one percentage point, even if all the precincts are reporting. Doug Merkel directs the network's decision desk.
If we get down to it early in the morning or late that night, and we just can't project some races because they're too close, that'll be fine. People, I think, will be prepared for that.
NBC is taking it a step further by not telling its stat crunchers what the other networks are saying or when they're saying it. And CNN will gather independent vote returns in key precincts just in case exit polls are wrong. And all the networks promise this year they're more interested in getting it right than getting it first. ABC's Merkel says it was different in 2000.
At times there was some pressure put on the decision desk when other networks had projected something, and we will not be getting that kind of pressure this time.
Kathleen Frankovic says this year, CBS will be reminding its viewers that the information on that big screen behind Dan Rather is only a projection.
We have made it much clearer in our reporting, in our graphics, in our displays, that we are not declaring a winner, that what we are doing is projecting an outcome. We had sort of assumed a mantle of infallibility, and we never let the viewer in on what was behind the curtain and what went into it.
It's safe to say the networks are just hoping this year's election coverage doesn't end up looking like a rerun. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Washington.